This is the Stampede Blue Podcast, the official podcast of the Indianapolis Colts on the SB Nation Podcast Network. I'm David Walker, and on today's podcast, it is here, the 2022 season. Our first game is in the books, preseason game one. The Colts went up to Buffalo to take on the Bills. They ultimately lost preseason game one, 27-24, but that's not the takeaway. You're here to hear about the starters, even the second team. How did some of the young guys look? And that is what we're going to talk about. That's what's most important coming out of these preseason games, along with the health. The overall story of this game is this. The defense looked good early on, and the offense was underwhelming. So let's get into it. I want to start first with a couple of injuries. If there's one thing we want out of these preseason games, it's for our guys to get out fully healthy, ready for the regular season. Unfortunately, the Colts did suffer a couple of injuries in this game. Cornerback Isaiah Rogers suffered a concussion in the second quarter. He is now in the concussion protocol. So that is something we will be paying attention to over the next week, couple weeks. Hopefully, he can recover quickly. And Kiki Kuti had a groin injury in the second quarter and did not return. Other than that, you know, obviously there's always bumps and bruises, but the team came out mostly unscathed other than those two things. All right, let's talk about the offense. Obviously, a lot of changes here. I do want to say going in, we knew that Jonathan Taylor was already confirmed to not be playing. He probably is not going to play at all this preseason. They know he's ready to go. He's in shape. The best running back in the NFL. Probably won't see him until game one. That said, the rest of the offense was out there, and Matt Ryan in particular played into the early second quarter. And how did the new starter for the Colts look? It was okay. You know, not anything to really write home about. He moved in the pocket well. I think we saw, you know, the talk of his, you know, quote unquote lack of mobility is way exaggerated. He knows how to navigate the pocket. We saw that early on. He was decisive. He was getting the ball out quickly. He is willing to take those short passes, and he was accurate. And those are many of the things we've been hearing in camp, and it's held true. Held true in this game. He didn't really challenge downfield much. Most of his passes were short, intermediate, and honestly, some of that is to be expected in a game like this. They're probably just trying to get some rust off, get some timing down, get used to each other. So Ryan was, you know, nothing to write home about, not discouraging in any way, but again, this is a very vanilla offense, so I don't think we can expect a lot, you know, to be able to gauge a lot about this offense, the passing offense at minimum in the preseason. Nick Foles, touchdown and the interception, you know, he looked okay. I think his overall performance was sort of underwhelming. Honestly, the quarterback who looked the best in this game was Sam Ellinger. Obviously, he was with the threes and fours in the second half, but he looked fairly good. Looked like the kind of quarterback that you want to continue to develop. As for the running backs, as I mentioned, no Jonathan Taylor in this game. And obviously, that's going to have an impact on this offense. The offense still is going to flow through him, even if we do expect him to see, you know, a reduced number of opportunities this year as they try to get other guys involved. But Nyheim Hines got a lot of work in the first half. Look, he's clearly the number two guy, and he was okay as a runner. You know, some of that was the offensive line not quite opening up some of the gaps for him that you would hope to see. But obviously with Hines, that is not where his game excels. As a receiver, it is clear from this game, he is going to be a big factor in the passing game. He was consistently targeted by Ryan. Ryan looked for him in checkdowns. I expect him to have a large volume of productivity in the passing game this year. And we've heard it in practice. We've heard coaches talking about it, and this first game sort of confirmed it. And at this point, I think Philip Lindsay has probably cemented that number three running back spot. I'd be surprised. No one else really jumped out. Lindsay had a good game, 5 carries, 24 yards for a 4.8 average. I think at this point he's the number three running back and a veteran and a good one at that. So I think that's your running back depth chart for now, with a fourth guy potentially, you know, to be determined. The wide receivers, sort of underwhelming, and I know that's not what we want to hear. But look, this is a young group. This is a group that is again dealing with another change at quarterback. It's going to take some time to develop that timing. I will say the duo of Michael Pittman and Alec Pierce did show some glimpses of what they can be. Each of them had plays of 15 plus yards. They caught 4 of 6 targets combined for 57 total yards, but nothing really, past that. Paris Campbell was targeted a few times, really was a non-factor. The rest of the guys, Ashton Doolin, all that, they looked okay, but this group really still needs some work. And I don't want to pile on because this is the first preseason game. This offense is going to look very different in week one of the season. It's going to look very different in week five of the season. It's going to look different, week over week as they get their timing down, as they get comfortable with one another, as they figure out where each guy fits best. So do not let sort of the negative, air around the wide receivers dominate the conversation. It's the first game. Let's see how they progress at this point. On the flip side, the tight ends looked somewhat promising. Kyle Granson, who on this podcast I had incorrectly identified as a blocking tight end, my apologies for that. He looked good. 2 catches for 29 yards. His catch and run skills being exploited there. And the rookies, Jelani Woods and Andrew Ogletree, they looked decent. Woods, 2 for 22, including an 11-yard touchdown that he really used his size beautifully, and his size and his frame to pull in that touchdown. Ogletree only had 1 catch for 5 yards, but he did have a 17-yard touchdown wiped out by a pass interference call on offensive tackle Bernard Raymond, something you don't see a whole lot of. But yeah, other than that, these guys, you can see the potential with these tight ends. Something to keep an eye on as we go into these next couple of preseason games. Very interested to see how these guys play out. In total, I thought the offensive line looked decent. Early on, they mostly gave Matt Ryan a clean pocket to operate out of. Bernard Raymond had some rough moments as a rookie, but I still see the potential there. He did have some good moments as well. So all in all, I think the offense is about where we've heard. They're not really showing out early on in camp. They're not showing out in this first preseason game. And as I've mentioned before, I think it's going to just take some time for these guys to build that timing. And again, without Jonathan Taylor on the field, I don't want to get too much into it because he is still going to be the core of this offense, even with the new quarterback in town. All right. We're going to talk about the defense, the guys that stood out there, and the fact that this unit is the unit that is looking good early on. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we're back on the Stampede Blue podcast. This is Dave Walker. We're talking about the Colts' first preseason game in Buffalo, where they did lose 27-24. But we talked about the offense. Let's talk about the defense. And my goodness, takeaways. Takeaways on top of takeaways on top of takeaways. They had 4 in a 5-series stretch. And this is coming, several of these were coming from guys who are going to be, potential starters or will be starters or significant contributors to this defense. So this was not completely a fluke. I do want to say, obviously, Buffalo did not have their first team offense in there. We did not see the stars you would expect to see. Case Keenum was in at quarterback. But we did see some good stuff from the defense. First of all, in the first half, they had 4 takeaways, 2 sacks, only allowed 131 yards, and Buffalo went 0 for 5 on third downs. So obviously, good news story there. Good way to start. Buffalo obviously is going to be one of the best teams in the AFC. And this defense did a good job against them. Now, again, I don't want to get too far ahead. This is still the preseason. Offenses tend to struggle in the preseason, but right now the defense looks like they're beginning on the positive note. Rodney McLeod started off with an interception in the first quarter. returned that to the Buffalo 10, which sadly only resulted in a field goal for the Colts offense. Isaiah Rogers recovered a fumble that was forced by Julian Blackman and Bobby Okereke. Cameron Klein, the undrafted edge player out of South Dakota from 2020, he had a sack fumble of Case Keenum, and he looked fairly decent in this game. So there's a name. I'm sure you guys are familiar with him. You've heard it before. Let's keep an eye on how this progresses, see how he continues to look in the preseason. Isaiah Rogers, as we mentioned earlier, he did have an interception. Unfortunately, that interception was where he suffered his concussion and it knocked him out for the game. Let's hope he recovers quickly. And then a diving pick of Matt Barkley was the last takeaway of the game. That one came in the fourth quarter, and that was by Sterling Weatherford. And we'll talk about him a little bit more, but definitely a name to keep an eye on. And as I mentioned, the first team, second team D looked really good in the first half. The game really didn't get away from the Colts until the fourth quarter. The first team, second team, even the good bit of the third quarter, the defense really showed out. DeForest Buckner only had 5 snaps, but he looked like DeForest Buckner. That's good news. He's looking healthy. And look, some of the young guys, I'm getting excited. I thought Nick Cross was likely to be a guy that they would ease into a starting role. I felt like McLeod would be the guy early on. He may push for that starting position this year before game one gets here. He did not look lost out there with the first team defense. He looked like he belonged. And at this point, unless we see a dramatic shift, he may be out there with Julian Blackman on day one. And for a late third round draft pick, rookie draft pick, that would be fantastic. So really excited to see how Nick Cross develops. Keep an eye on him. Keep an eye on the reports. We've heard a lot of good things about him in training camp. Obviously, we've spoken in the past about his athletic profile. This is the kind of guy that can cover a lot of ground quickly. He likes to hit. He's good in run defense. I think there's a lot of potential here with Nick Cross, and he showed it in this first preseason game. Still 2 more games to go. Let's see how this plays out. But right now, early returns are really promising for that third round safety. Isaiah Rogers, as we mentioned earlier, had that interception. And look, it sounded like the team wants to lean towards Brandon Faison, and you can't blame them. He fits the profile that Gus Bradley defense wants. He's that bigger corner. But Rogers is just making such a strong case to be the starter on the opposite side of Stephon Gilmore. He had that interception. He just looked better overall. And I know many of you have already felt like Rogers should be the guy. I feel like for whatever reason, the team wants Faison to earn that role. They want him to be that guy on the outside. But Rogers is making this a difficult decision. And that's good. This is what we needed. There was some uncertainty about who was going to be on the opposite side of Gilmore. Gilmore has been phenomenal in training camp, which we'd expect. The savvy veteran still has it. He's going to be a great, great, great addition to this defense. But big question marks on the other side. And right now, I think Rodgers is making a strong case for himself. This concussion is obviously going to set that conversation back a little bit. But if he can get back healthy pretty quickly, I think there's a chance he takes that role on day one. And finally, as I mentioned earlier, Sterling Weatherford, he was targeted 3 times in the game. He did have that diving interception. As for the other 2 targets, he allowed 2 catches, but for just 9 yards. And he is someone that keep an eye on him. Keep an eye on the potential that he shows in these next 2 preseason games. If he continues to show out like this, this is a guy that could be some needed depth to develop over time for the Colts at the cornerback position. So really good game out of Sterling Weatherford. Let's see how this one plays out, but good first effort for him. All right, guys, overall, again, don't get too caught up in the overall performance. Don't get too caught up in how the offense looked. It's early. The offense for most teams is always going to take more time, especially when you're bringing in a new signal caller, new signal callers, with both Ryan and Foles being new to the team this year. it's going to take a little bit of time to get that going. Some good news on the rookies, you know, guys, again, like Woods and Ogletree at the tight end position looking really solid. Nick Cross looking solid. Alec Pierce showing some potential. This rookie class could be, you know, big contributors early on, and they're going to need that. It looks like there's the hope that a lot of these guys can contribute. And so far, we're seeing, you know, glimpses of that. We just need to see a little bit more consistency. That's what these next two preseason games are going to be for. All right, guys, if you've got questions, comments, feedback, you can always find me on Twitter at NFLDW. And, of course, our articles daily at StampedeBlue.com. This is Dave Walker. Thank you guys for listening in. Talk to you next time.